Hi everyone, it's Roger and James here from the What's on Disney Plus podcast with a bonus episode where we're going to be doing our retro review of Cool Runnings. This movie was way back in the 80s. This one was picked by members of the Facebook group. And so we kind of quite like to do this at least once a month where we just kind of go do a retro review. It's available a little bit earlier for our patrons as a support for them. So big thank you to all of them for helping us with this. So Cool Runnings, I'll be honest, this was one of those movies of like going, oh yeah, Cool Runnings, and then there's that kind of thing, I can't remember that movie at all. Like that thing of seen it in the video shop, seen it on Disney Life and Disney Plus for years, everyone talks about it, couldn't remember a single thing about this movie. Watched it the other night and was like, I must have seen this movie once in my life. What about you?
I do remember seeing it a few times in the 90s, and I remember bits and pieces of it, some of the jokes from it, but I don't think I've seen it this century, honestly, no. Before watching it now. And that makes it sound so much cooler. I haven't seen it this century. It was really, I think probably late 90s is when I saw it before. And I remembered enough of it to be like, oh, okay, I don't have to pay 100% attention to it. But yeah, I personally enjoyed it. Even now, I remember enjoying it as a kid, but I did enjoy watching it this time around as well. What about you?
I'll be honest. I'm still not actually convinced I've seen this movie till now. It was that kind of thing of going, I don't know, remember any of this. I didn't know where it was going. I didn't know what, and I kind of got this kind of feeling now going, like, I don't think I've seen it. I feel that kind of thing of, I've seen this, it's been mentioned. And it's been this thing of like, is this a Disney movie that I've known about? But I watched it and was like going, I don't think I've seen this movie. Or if I did, I've completely forgotten it because it was kind of rather forgettable. I was just a bit like, okay, this was something. I don't know. It's really tricky because on one hand, I'm just going, it never really got going. I know they went down it and they grew and all the rest of it. Like bar the bar fight scene, it was just, it's like how much a movie can change so much since the 80s and now. Of just like where it is and what it was doing and stuff. And I mean, I thought it was good. I didn't think really like John Candy, he kind of, his character, I think I remember him from movies where he's a lot more animated than that. He seemed quite, he didn't really do a lot. He wasn't really that funny.
First thing first, this is from the early 90s, not the late 80s. Yeah. I mean, not that it makes too much of a difference. Yeah. I think it was like 93 or 94.
Yeah.
And this was one of the last two or three movies that John Candy did before he died. So he might not have had the energy.
Yeah. For 93.
Now, granted, he died from a fairly sudden heart attack. So it wasn't like a progressive thing, but he might have already been feeling the effects from it. And that would be why he'd be less animated. Plus the character he's playing here isn't really played for laughs. He's a, you know, former disgraced Olympian athlete. He's not supposed to be a funny role. This isn't Spaceballs. This isn't, you know, I'm trying
Uncle
to think
Buck.
Of John Candy. Uncle Buck, yeah, something like that. It's a very different role for him. You get a couple of John Candy moments in it, like when he first meets the character and he destroys the radio. But otherwise, it's a fairly serious, well, not serious, but more serious than you expect for John Candy.
Yeah, he literally died the year after after this movie came out. Yeah, it's literally his third movie. Yeah, because after that he did Wagons East and Canadian Bacon, which he'd already Cool Runnings was the last one released while he was still alive. It's kind of one of those things I think again of Planes, Trains and Automobiles and a few other Harry Crumb, and I think I was so used to him being much more animated, so he wasn't quite so funny in it. I thought like obviously there was a guy who was the comedy sidekick kind of thing of him being the driver, you know, and him just being cold the whole time. And it was a nice fun movie, but I'm not entirely sure if it's aged very well. It's like looking at it, I think again, watching it fresh now of just going, ooh, it was quite cliched in some way.
Yeah, it was definitely cliched. It's very formulaic. I don't really consider that a bad thing for it, though, because it is executed well.
Yeah.
You know, you can predict where it's going. You can kind of predict where some of the jokes are going. You can get, oh, this is the moment where he gets the pep talk. This is the moment where he grows. This is where this character stands up for the character you don't expect him to stand up for, that kind of thing. But it is well written. It is well put together, you know, edited, all that. But it is inconsequential at the end of the day. Other than kind of feel good, like, ooh, you know, go Jamaica. Awesome that you made it to the Winter Olympics and had an impact. And then they came back 4 years later. And I think they were in the Winter Olympics in 2016 as well, I think.
Yeah. They've been back quite a few times since.
They have. And it's become kind of a thing for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the end of the day, you know, you laugh at some of the jokes. You feel sad at the ending and you feel proud of how they've advanced his characters, and then you move on with your life and you rarely ever think about it again unless someone brings it up.
Yeah, it was just like, even just like down to the way that they showed off like the European kind of, I don't know if they were Austrian or German, kind of such a stereotypical like almost Bond villain kind of, you know,
and it was
just like, okay, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like, man, they would have not been allowed to get away with that now. Of just like, it was so just the way, and it was, again, it was, you know, the way they kind of do the whole racial thing and they're not supposed to be there and all of that stuff. Of just like, you know, that, and they proved that they were, that, you know, that they wanted to be there for the right reasons and they had the Olympic spirit and, you know, they all got up at the end and all got clapped in and it was like, that was all lovely. And it worked really well. It was just that kind of thing of, I don't know. It's just like, I think, again, looking at it through modern eyes of watching it going, okay, this is just kind of, it's, you know, it's what, a 30 plus year old movie now. Just like, yeah, it was just, I just sort of watched it and went, oh, okay. It was like, it's okay. But if I never see this movie ever again, I wouldn't miss it.
No, but also it's fair also to point out there's nothing that like has truly aged really poorly. No. There aren't any you know, moments where you go, ooh, you know, the culture is much different now than it was then.
Yeah.
The jokes are all fairly based around slapstick humor or, you know, isn't it funny these guys who come from a very hot climate are now, you know, have to deal with ice and cold weather. And, you know, the one guy bundling up when they first get to Canada and even putting the duffel bag on, it's a funny sequence.
And just them kind of having to sit inside the freezer to kind of practice.
Oh yeah. And crack. That was one of the few scenes I remembered actually, was him cracking his dreadlock off. Cause it froze while he was in the freezer. But yeah, there's nothing in it where you go, ooh, I have to explain to my kids how it was a different time back then.
Yeah.
It's not that kind of thing.
It's just kind of this weird thing. I think again, it's just like, just watching it and going, okay, it's fine. It's a good feel good movie. It's, again, I think it was just one of those movies where I kind of watched and went, okay, it's fine. And it's just, again, like weird thing. I'm going, I heard so much about this movie and I know it's been around for a while, but, and I'm going, if I had seen it, I'd completely forgotten it, which is never a good, it's never a good sign when it's like, I don't remember a single scene from this movie. Maybe I just kept seeing it in the video shop and I never rented it. Because that would have been when it came out, I would have been
and there were a lot of commercials for it back in the day too, so you probably would have seen it on TV or in trailers for other movies. It was definitely a movie that was well known at the time it came out. And even now, you know, you mentioned Cool Runnings. Most people have a general idea of what it's about, unlike, you know, some of the other movies that come out in that time. The fact that we still are at least aware of it means that it endured, you know, 30 years that a lot of other movies just did not.
Yeah. I mean, looking here at some of the details of it, I mean, it was made for about 17 million, but it went on to bring in a box office of 154 million, which, I'll be honest, even if they did that today, that would be a big hit, because 154 million is nothing to be shouted out about. And that's a nice clean profit and stuff. So, I mean, even like, I would say like even those numbers now would be quite good for a movie. And again, of just like the whole thing of how it all worked and stuff. I think it generally just seemed to work really well. I mean, it's nominated in like some of the top 100 movies from about 10 years ago. So it's had, you know, lots of positive, a few negative and stuff. It had a general rating of like 77% on like Rotten Tomatoes and stuff. So it's generally considered to be. It's definitely, I would say, if you've never seen it before, watch it. Maybe if you remember it, it's definitely worth jumping in on. But yeah, kind of, it was quite nice. Kind of, this is where sometimes if some of the movies that get picked, if you go, oh, I actually haven't seen this one, or you don't remember it, or certain movies from childhood might be different for different people. And this one was definitely one I've going, okay, cool. This was what I completely seem to have missed.
Yeah. And I remember it pretty well being, being fairly big in the States around the time it came out. And it was a big deal when it moved over to VHS and all that. One thing that I was thinking about when I was watching is I was really glad that, with the exception of John Candy, most of these actors you've never heard of, they have gone on to have careers in acting. If you look at their IMDb pages, all of the four bobsled guys are still acting today. They all have credits up to and including stuff that's in production and not released yet. But they're still relative unknowns. And I think it works much better that way than if they'd had a lot of all-star cast. Because if you read about it a little bit, apparently they had an crazy good lineup of actors involved in it. I think Denzel Washington was in it, and a couple others I can't remember off the top of my head, but people you would recognize both back then and now. And I think it works much better with having these smaller name actors, because they were able to just to kind of inhabit the roles rather than being, oh, that is Denzel leading the bobsled team or what have you.
Yeah. This is the thing as well, I think, with like Disney movies. There's a lot of stuff like this that are sports movies, which I'll be honest, I've never really, not being a big fan of sports, they've never been a huge appeal to me. But Disney have made lots of sports movies over the years, and they're generally kind of low budget ones, but they do all right. But sometimes they don't necessarily release them the same way globally as they did everything else. And this is where Disney Plus does go forward. Of like, I think they are working on quite a few sports movies and stuff, because there's an audience for it and it's cheap to make, and there's a natural storyline into it of them winning. But as a non-sports person, I don't care. So I think that's always that kind of thing. Like, I don't care if you win or lose. I'm not interested.
Right.
And I think that's fundamentally for me, of just being like, with any kind of sports thing, of going, I know this is the most important thing in your life, but it doesn't matter. I think that's my view of sports.
But that's the thing. The really good sports movies aren't actually about the sport. Yeah. You know, there's a story of struggle and gain and loss and advancement and everything like that. Like, for instance, I don't care about American football at all.
Yeah.
If we hadn't watched the trailers for the, you know, the Marvel movies and stuff coming out, I wouldn't even have known the Super Bowl happened.
Yeah.
But talking about Disney movies, you've got Remember the Titans, which was a very good movie about racial segregation. You know, a predominantly white school having to integrate these black athletes into a very pivotal, important moment. Denzel Washington is pretty much the only named character in it. But it's the same thing. If I was to watch it as a football movie, absolutely would not care at all. I don't care if these kids win or lose the game. Well, but you attach, a story that I can relate to or I can, at least follow and see the highs and lows of. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, again, that is a movie I have never seen. I remember the Titans, and just looking here, again, this is kind of, again, what seems to fall in line with these Disney movies. Of at the time when that one came out, $115 million at the box office in the US, $136 million worldwide, which shows you the majority, like 90% of the viewership was in the US. And again, because these sports sometimes don't necessarily translate well. And I think there's also that, I don't know if there's a difference again of like American culture of like sports movies might be much bigger than they are over here. They, I don't know. It's just very, very strange of like, so many of the big movies from the 90s and the noughties that Disney make with terms of sports, they just never seem to translate well. And it's why they don't release them now, because globally they don't do very well. Because the rest of the world doesn't care about American sports and stuff. And that's why Disney Plus is the perfect outlet for it. But it is just kind of funny. I think Cool Runnings doesn't fall into that trap, because it's much more of a global sport, and it's a special thing that only happens every 4 years, and most people are aware of the Olympics kind of thing. So I think Cool Runnings does have that advantage.
And it's also not focusing on an American team. Mm. It is talking about the Jamaican team, which makes it a bit more global, because it's not one of those things where you can go, oh, it's an American movie and about American team for American audiences, or a British movie about a British soccer team for British audiences, or rugby or anything like that. Rugby, there's another one. I know absolutely nothing about rugby, but we had Invictus with Matt Damon. But the rugby is incidental to the actual story, which is about segregation in apartheid Africa, or slightly post-apartheid Africa. It's all about finding the right story. And Cool Runnings at least makes some motions in that general direction. It is really about the characters growing, moving past the what people perceive, oh, the Jamaicans, what are they doing at the Winter Olympics? This makes no sense. And, of course, the storyline with John Candy's character growing past the mistake he made in the past and everyone prejudging him because of that. That's why it works. That's why it's an entertaining story. Sure, you're probably not going to remember too long. It's not going to stay long with you as an impactful story. But while you're in it at that moment, it works.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite funny because I was just looking there at like the top 50 sports movies of all time. And I've barely seen a few of them. Most of them are like the Rocky movies. I think as a general, the genre of sports movies is something I'm not necessarily interested in. And I do think Cool Runnings might have been why I missed it, because I wasn't interested in it as a kid. But watching it now, it's definitely something I enjoy watching, and I did enjoy it, but I probably would never watch it ever again. And it's that kind of weird thing of like, it's worth it, but it's, I don't know. It's just a really odd movie for me. I was just a bit like, it kind of ended and I went, is that it? Was that the end of the, it was like, well, there was, I know the whole ending was, well, it was supposed to be good and, you know, they wanted it. But for me, it was just a bit like, okay. The credits came up and I was like, oh, that's it. That's the end of it. Is it okay? I was still waiting for it to get going.
Right, because the point of the story isn't how they did at the Olympics. It's how they evolved as characters, and it is about their character arcs changing, because all four of the characters change between the beginning and the end. They all learn something, and that includes John Candy's character as well. And that, I think, that's what I've been getting at here, is that that's really what the good sports movies do, is that there is you start at point A and you end at point B, and while it's advertised that point B is you win the championships, you go on to state finals or regional finals or whatever, that's not actually what it really is about. It's the character going from point A to point B.
Yeah. But no, it was an interesting movie. I'm glad I've watched it. I'm glad it's actually refreshing my memory of the fact that I have now seen it. But yeah, it definitely is not in my, you know, it's not going to be hitting any of my top Disney movies to watch and stuff, because it just wasn't something I was that interested in terms of a storyline. And I don't think it really captured my attention the whole way through in that same way. Probably along the lines of like, I don't really care. And I think fundamentally this just comes down to a personal thing of sports movies just I don't have that part of me of like, it's like in any of these things of I don't care if you win or lose. And I think fundamentally that's my problem with sports movies. I'm just like, whatever even comes up, I'm just like, my interest in it is just so low. It's hard to bring it back up.
And you shouldn't care if they win or lose for the most part. I mean, a little bit, obviously we want them to win, but the real question is, how does the character react to winning or losing? And in this case, they didn't win. I'm pretty sure they got last place or second to last place. I don't remember the official trials, but the point was they got back up. Yeah. They got back up. They finished the race even after their nasty crash, even after all the jeers and the people telling them they couldn't do it. And that was the point, whether or not they win or lose. But it's all the mentality. It's all how you go into it. And if you are going into a movie like this or Miracle or Mystery Alaska, Remember the Titans, Invictus, whatever, to watch the sports ball game, I could see why you would be disappointed with that.
Yeah, I know. It's just, like I said, I'm glad I've seen it, and it was kind of, it definitely answered some questions about that movie for me. But yeah, it's kind of an odd one, really. I wouldn't necessarily, there's hundreds of other movies I'd recommend before this one. and there's nothing wrong with it. It just wasn't for me personally. And I think that's definitely a thing to go forward. But we'd love to hear your thoughts on Cool Runnings. How did you feel about it? What do you think of it? I'd love to hear your thoughts. And remember to go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters. Later.